podcast. I'm your host, as always, Adam Martin, and I'll be taking you through the latest in the world of mixed martial arts. Please follow me on Twitter at MMAdamMartin. This podcast is available at MMAOddsBreaker.com and on our YouTube channel. Please like, share, subscribe, tell your friends about it. Also, check me out at BJPenn.com and MMARings.net. So a couple things to talk about here today, a few fight announcements, a couple pieces of news. I should mention myself and Cole Shell will be back at 11 a.m., so about 45 minutes from now, breaking down UFC Copenhagen as well as the two Bellator cards this weekend, so or three Bellator cards if you want to call three. But yeah, we'll be back in a little bit breaking down those cards. But I want to get to the news of the day, including a few fight announcements, and I'll start with the major one here. We have a main event for UFC South Korea, and it's a great one. A featherweight bout between the Korean Zombie and Brian Ortega. I absolutely love this fight. Great, great fight. Two of the best featherweights in the world, two of the most exciting guys in that division. Two guys are always laying it on the line. Two guys are always bonus hunting. This is going to be a great fight. I love this matchup. It's a fight that's been rumored for a little while. BJPenn.com's Chris Taylor actually rumored this fight back in July. He had the article. However, he had it mentioned as a possible fight in Mexico. That did not happen. Ortega obviously wanted it in Mexico, but instead it's going to take place in South Korea, where it probably favors Jung a little bit. So either way, great fight, and I'm looking forward to it. Let's talk about the two fighters here. Chan Sung-jung, the Korean Zombie, 32 years old. He has looked really good since he came back after that four-year mandatory military layoff. So he got the knockout win over Dennis Bermudez in his comeback fight. He lost to Yair Rodriguez by a last-second knockout in one of the best fights of all time. And then he beat Renato Macano in his last fight by knockout in the first round in 58 seconds. So he's looked amazing. Overall in the UFC, he actually has a 5-2 record in seven fights. And in seven fights, he has seven bonuses. So you talk about the most exciting fighters in the sport. Chan Sung-jung, the Korean Zombie, is right up there. He has a great win over Dustin Poirier from back in 2012. He had the loss to Aldo as well as the one to Rodriguez, but also has wins over Leonard Garcia by Twister and Mark Hominick by knockout. This guy's always exciting. He's an amazing fighter. I love watching him fight. Obviously, he has a few holes in his game as far as taking punishment goes, and his chin doesn't always hold up that well, but the guy's always in good fights, and this fight against Ortega should not be nothing but amazing. It's just an incredible matchup. Brian Ortega, you talk about bonus hunting. He's right there too. Overall record 14-1-1 no contest in his career, including 6-1-1 no contest record in the UFC. He has all of his wins in the UFC by stoppage. He is coming off a loss to Max Holloway by TKO. However, it was a great fight. He took a lot of damage in that fight, of course. That was last December, but he's going to take a year off between fights, so he should be good to go. We can't forget how dangerous this guy is. He has that knockout win over Frankie Edgar. Submission wins over Cub Swanson, Bernardo Macano, and Diego Brando, as well as other knockout wins in the UFC over Clay Guida and Thiago Tavares. And again, bonus hunting, that's the name of the game for Brian Ortega. Eight fights in the UFC and six bonuses. So this guy is incredible, and this is going to be a great fight. If the fight stays standing, I think you have to figure Jung with that power. But if it goes to the ground, there's no doubt that Ortega is going to have the advantage. He'll have the advantage over almost everyone on the ground, including a guy like Jung, who does have a great ground game as well. I mean, the Twister submission is one of the greatest ever in the UFC, the one against Leonard Garcia. It's been 8 years, over 8 years since that submission. I remember that one really well. That was one of the greatest I've ever seen. But yes, if the fight goes to the ground, you have to favor Ortega. And on the feet, even, the guy has definitely got knockout power. The fact he knocked out Frankie Edgar with a punch, with that uppercut, that shows that he does have knockout power. He's extremely tough. He's a little bit younger, 28 years old. This is a close fight. It's a very tough fight to call. The fight will be taking place in South Korea, which obviously should favor the Korean Zombie. However, Brian Ortega is a beast, and this is a very, very difficult fight to call. So honestly, I don't even really have a lean right now. I have to think about this one a little bit more. But either way, it's going to be a great fight. I don't even care who wins this fight. It's just going to be a good one, and I'm really looking forward to that matchup. So let's get to a few pieces of news. Talk about great fights. What about the trilogy fight between Daniel Cormier and Stipe Miocic? DC was on Ariel Helwani's show yesterday, and he did confirm that the Stipe Miocic trilogy fight will be the final fight of his career. And DC says he wants it at UFC 245 in December. So that'd be pretty sweet. Obviously, that card looking amazing. It has the two title fights, Duran and me versus Nunes 2, as well as Holloway versus Volkanovski, which I'll talk about in a second here. And Cormier versus Miocic trilogy would be a great main event for that card. Obviously, John Jones doesn't look like we'll be fighting on that card. There could be the Khabib and Ferguson fight. I'd like to see that on that card, but maybe not. And then I guess the only other option would be Usman and Covington, but it doesn't look like that fight's going to be booked anytime soon. So Stipe versus DC 3 as the main event of UFC 245, to me, that makes a lot of sense. DC says he wants the fight. I think Stipe would be good to go. The fight's obviously 3 months from now, but both guys should want that fight, I think, and just finish off the trilogy before the end of the year. I'm not 100% convinced this could be Cormier's last fight. He says it will be, but I still think that if there's a chance he could fight John Jones a third time, I do think that could happen. So I'm not 100% convinced this is the last fight of his career. But either way, this fight with Stipe and DC3, that should be an amazing fight. And I should mention the odds have actually opened up for that fight. And BetOnline opened the odds last night, and they opened it as a pick'em minus 110 each, which seems just about right to me. I mean, this is a tough fight to call. I have no idea who wins that fight either. Pick'em odds make a lot of sense considering what happened. The first time they fought, DC won by knockout in the first round. The second time, Stipe won by knockout in the fourth round. So I think that the pick'em odds actually make a lot of sense here. I think by closer to fight time, you probably will see Stipe become a slight favorite here just based on the fact that he won more recently. However, this is going to be an incredible fight. And, man, if DC wins that fight and then goes out on a high note like that, that'd be an amazing way to end his career. But either way, even if he loses, I think it's going to be a great fight. And you talk about the greatest trilogies in MMA history, this is going to be one of them. This has got to be up there. The first two fights were amazing to watch, and I think the third fight is just going to be just as good. So I'm looking forward to that fight quite a bit. I did just mention the Volkanovski-Holloway fight. That will be taking place at UFC 245. That's official. That's confirmed. Volkanovski did an interview yesterday, and he talked about Max Holloway and talked about the matchup. And I thought it was really interesting where he said he's already looking past Max Holloway. He says he's going to beat him, and he's going to give him the rematch. So I thought that was interesting. I mean, it's always nice to hear a guy be confident, but, man, you talk about overconfidence. I don't think he should be looking past Max. I think he's maybe looking at that fight with Poirier a little bit too much. Yeah, he didn't look good against Poirier Holloway, but he looked good against Frankie Edgar. He's looked amazing in pretty much every other fight at featherweight. The fight with Poirier, I think you can kind of give him a pass on that. It was up a weight class, and it wasn't his weight class. He's a 145er. He is not a 155er. Don't get me wrong. Volkanovski is a stud. This fight's going to be really tough for both guys, but I just don't think that Volkanovski should be looking past Holloway here. That'd be a mistake, in my opinion. So maybe he's just talking smack. I don't know. But if he truly is looking past him, then I would have to lean towards Holloway just because I think that, man, if Volkanovski thinks this is going to be an easy fight, he's got another thing coming. Max Holloway is extremely dangerous. The guy's got a great long reach. He uses it really well. Good chin, good ground game. Everything about him is good. Volkanovski, obviously, a great wrestler, and he's got pretty good hands as well. So this is going to be a great fight. That card, man, that card's looking like on fire. So I'm looking forward to UFC 245. Volkanovski-Holloway is going to be an incredible match. Speaking of Frankie Edgar, I just mentioned him a second ago. Conor McGregor's coach, John Kavanaugh, he wants Conor to fight Frankie Edgar when his return bout. Now, okay, so this is not a bad call because Frankie is a very winnable fight for Conor. However, Frankie Edgar recently said he's going to move down to 135. Conor's a 155er, if not a 170-pounder at times. Come on, Conor. Really, you're going to call it a bantamweight? I mean, come on. To be fair, it was his coach calling him out. And to be fair, Frankie Edgar's been calling Conor out as well. So he wants that fight too. But I just don't get it. For Frankie, it's obviously a big money fight. But for McGregor, like what use is it beating a small guy like that? Like, if he wants to get that title shot against Khabib again, he's going to have to go out there and beat a top lightweight like Justin Gaethje or Tony Ferguson or something like that. I don't think calling out Frankie Edgar is the greatest move. Again, it's a winnable fight, and I understand why they did call him out, but I don't even think it's that big of a fight. Frankie Edgar is a great fighter. Don't get me wrong. He's a Hall of Famer. He's a legend, but he's not really that big of a draw. And I just feel like Conor, if he really wanted to fight a big draw, he'd be fighting someone like Poirier or Gaethje. I think those are bigger names right now. I think fans would rather see those fights. So to me, it's an okay call out, and the fact that it's a winnable fight, he probably does knock Frankie out, and then he'd have that win under his belt in his return. But if he really wants to accelerate that process to get to the title shot, he should be calling out Justin Gaethje or Dustin Poirier, two of the top five ranked guys in the lightweight division, not a guy who's just announced he's dropping down to 135. All right, a couple of fight announcements here, and then I'm going to get out of here. UFC Sao Paulo gets a middleweight bout between Marcus Perez and Jack Marshman. So should be an okay fight. Marcus Perez has looked okay at times in the UFC. I don't know if he's really lived up to the hype after his run in LFA, but he has looked okay. He's 2-2 overall in the UFC. He lost to Eric Anders, lost to Andrew Sanchez, but he had submission wins against James Mokhtarovic and Anthony Hernandez in his last fight, and that was a very impressive performance. Of course, he does have that nice win over Ian Heinisch by submission in LFA. That was a great win, as well as some previous wins in Brazil over Ildemar Alcantara and Paulo Thiago, who are former UFC fighters, of course. So he has some decent wins in his career. He did look great in his last fight, but I don't know. I I think he's got some holes in his game. Anyways, he takes on Jack Marshman here. Talk about holes in his game. Jack Marshman's got a lot of holes in his game. 23-9 record for Jack Marshman. He is overall 3-4 in the UFC. He has a knockout win over Marcus Siebenblad in his debut. Also decision wins over Ryan James and John Phillips. But he's been stopped by Thiago Santos, Antonio Carlos Jr., and Edmund Shahbazyan, and he lost the decision to Carl Roberson. He's just got too many holes in this game, in my opinion. I would have to favor Perez in this fight, especially since it's in Brazil. I think you have to favor the Brazilian. And Bellator has a fight that's been announced between Vitaly Minnikov and Javi Ayala. This fight was actually supposed to take place very recently. It was canceled last second. Minnikov ended up fighting Tim Johnson while Ayala was pulled from the card. So Minnikov, 22-1 record, coming off that knockout win over Tim Johnson in just 1:45. Before that, had lost to Chia Kongo. Now, the Chia Kongo fight obviously was not a good performance by him, especially considering he had beaten Kongo in the past in Bellator. But he was coming off a long layoff, and Kongo was on a nice win streak at that point. So, you know, it's not a great loss by any means, but there are some reasons for it, I think. He takes on Javi Ayala here, who he's coming off a win over Frank Mir, and he looked good in that fight. But Frank Mir, as we know, is really on the decline in his career. Overall, Ayala's very hit and miss in Bellator and in MMA in general. He's a guy that either knocks you out or he gets knocked out most of the time or gets submitted to. So his record's 10-7. It's not a great record. It's 11-7. It's not a great record, though. It's kind of 500. Obviously, Minnikov has that amazing record. You have to fear Minnikov in this fight. There's no doubt about it. He'll be a big favorite. I guess you can't completely discount Ayala because he does have knockout power, and he showed that in his last fight. But, I think you have to absolutely favor Minnikov in this fight. So I think that's all I want to talk about today for this episode of the MMA OB Daily Podcast. But I'll be back in like half an hour from now breaking down UFC Copenhagen as well as the two Bellator cards with Cole Shelton. So that should be really fun. So I'll be back at 11 a.m. here on the MMA OB Daily Podcast. Until then, guys, you can follow me on Twitter at MM Adam Martin. This podcast is available, as always, at MMAoddsbreaker.com and on our YouTube channel. Please like, share, subscribe, tell your friends about it. Also, check me out at BJPenn.com and MMArings.net. Guys, I appreciate you tuning in. Thanks a lot. I'll be back in half an hour with Cole Shelton breaking down UFC Copenhagen. Have a good one, guys. I'll see you later. Bye.